The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region, the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called, and Peter, and Andrew, and his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James and son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their fathers Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The gospel and of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But before I begin, may I say it is a treat to be back among you. To see you as friends, it is a delight. Now, and anyone out there who has had more than one child knows how this works. You love each of your kids for their own sake. You do not make comparisons. It just isn't worth the time and effort. Yes, that is exactly like an interims and those who have been fortunate enough to serve in many places. I have loved each and every one. But I will say, this indeed is a special place. Thank you for the opportunity that allowing me to return. I think that I remember enough to know how to get this done. We will see. I will also say thank you for the care that you have shown for your pastors. That is important work. You have demonstrated that with Pastor Backus in the past. And now you are doing the same for Pastor and Peterson. These are important times for both of these pastors. And it's important for them to know that you are supporting them just as they continue to support you with their work and their prayers. So keep it up. When Jesus comes and he hears that John has been arrested, it is now time for him to begin his public ministry. And this is the word that he proclaims: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." It is easy for us to assume, this is Jesus continuing the work of John. And if we were to go back to the third chapter of Matthew, the first verse, it would say this: "In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming," and then we could go to cut and paste, that's the control X, control C, V, and all of those things, and drop that phrase in. exactly the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. It would be easy for us to assume it's the same thing. But we need to be reminded that such is not exactly the case. Sometimes we get stuck at the first word. When John came and proclaimed it, it was for, as in some of the gospel writers say, to proclaim a repentance for sins. This is important. It needs to be said. There are times that we need to be called on the carpet, as it were, and to know it's time to sort of shape up, fly right, to get our stuff together, whatever phrase we are going to say. There's a time for that. And it was John's time. But something else is going on. John himself would proclaim, "The one who comes after me is greater than I. I only baptize you with in water, but one who comes after me will baptize you with water and the Holy Spirit and Spirit." In the 11th chapter of Matthew, some of the disciples of John are sent from John, who is in prison, to Jesus to ask the question, "So, are you the one, or should we look for another?" And Jesus says this, "Go tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Jesus himself recognizes that the good news, the repentance, is about something else than just sin. Now, for us, we do not use that word enough. So when we do hear it, we are often tempted to think, "Oh yes, this is the old repentance again. This is the brood of vipers stuff who warned you to flee from the wrath to come." But if repentance really means to change your mind, it opens up a new kind of a possibility. That there's a new life that exists before us. You know, at some point, I thought I should get on with the 21st century, so sure enough, I went out and bought myself a smartphone. As you know, it's a lot smarter than we are at this point, as long as we know how to operate it, and sure enough, it has worked well for me, because it's one place that I can put all kinds of stuff. I used to keep calendars, but I forget where I put which calendar, so it's nice to know that I can go there and find out what I'm supposed to be doing and what I need to do and where my next meeting is, etc., etc. Can you imagine the calendar of and Peter and Andrew and James and John? You know what they're doing today? Fishing. You know what they're doing tomorrow? Fishing. You know what they're doing on Wednesday or on Tuesday? Fishing. As far out as they can go, what they are going to be doing is fishing. When Jesus comes, he finds them mending the net. They're preparing to go out the next day for fishing. As if the existence that they see before them is fishing. Now, a lot of people enjoy it, but if it was the only thing you did, chances are you might get a little tired of it. In this way, when Jesus comes and says, Today it's fish. Tomorrow it's people. This is good news. That there's a new kind of existence that exists for these four and people, and for many more. What if you were like one of the people that Jesus does refer to in that in answer to John's disciples? What if you were blind? Do you say, well, it's only for a few days? No, their existence would be blindness, as far out as they could see. If they were lame, they'd be lame for the rest of their life. What if they were a leper? Well, the possibility that they might get better, but by the time that they had been officially classified as one of an unclean, that's about what they could expect. So when Jesus comes and gives light and sight to the blind and allows the lame to walk freely, to pick up their mat and go home, as in the Gospel of John. And when Jesus heals the leper or the Gerizim who is out among the tombs and the caves, and he is found sitting among the people and in his right mind, this is amazing. This is new. The word for us to repent says, open up your minds and hearts and eyes to the possibility that the kingdom of God is here. And it's one that is given to you and to those who will hear, to those who will ask the question. And it always comes with the possibility of new life. This is indeed good news. To hear the word, repent for the kingdom of heaven has come near, is not just about how we have messed up. It's about, even though we have messed up, that God provides for us a new life. This is a message that will continue on through the Gospels. It gave a new kind of existence. I have no idea. Well, I would expect that Peter and Andrew and James and John had no idea what this meant when Jesus came and said, you will be fishing for people. But by God's grace, they found out. And it led them to places and opportunities that they had never considered before. This is our gift as well. We cannot guarantee what the future holds. We don't know what's going to happen next. But by God's grace, we know this. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Amen.